I'm Jeremy Shea in Juneau with this look back at the capital city's biggest stories of 2017. Once again, state officials continued slashing budgets, cutting Alaska permanent fund dividends, and closing a gap between state spending and revenue with savings. Governor Bill Walker vented at a July press conference.
The process is broken. There's no question the process is broken that we use in Alaska on budgeting.
He said year after year of drawn-out political budget impasses have nearly led to government shutdowns. Labor contract obligations meant tens of thousands of pink slips had to be mailed to public employees whose positions had yet to be funded. The ferry system was unable to plan its sailing schedules.
Going to be there yet or not? I mean, it's a terrible way to run a state.
The lawmakers are poised to continue drawing down state savings again without a sustainable budget. The contraction in state government is catching up with the capital city. Here's analyst Melanie Shivens addressing the Southeast Conference in September.
Juneau really bore the brunt of those losses. So if you look at Juneau, they had their third largest population decline in the history of that community because they're really ground zero for state jobs and state wages.
One area where Juneau's outlook is bright is cruise ship tourism. The city completed a $54 million cruise ship dock expansion to accommodate bigger ships better. Seasonal passenger counts are projected to grow by about 50% to about 1.5 million people in the next decade. At Twin Lakes in April, smoke billowed and flames roared as a community-built playground burned to the ground. 11-year-old Kayla Burris had watched the fire crews put out the blaze at Project Playground.
It was really important because I like to play on it every day, and it was just really fun to play on it. And now that it's gone, it's really sad.
No one was injured. Local authorities charged two 13-year-old boys with arson. They recently received the juvenile justice system's equivalent of a guilty verdict. State is seeking supervision and restitution. Specifics are confidential. Insurance, fundraising, and community labor are expected to cover a new and somewhat improved Project Playground. Organizers hope to rebuild in the summer. In March, the city condemned the historic Bergman Hotel over health and safety issues, leading to the mass eviction of about 50 residents. The hotel was one of several properties controlled by James M. Barrett or his mother, Camilla Barrett, also known as Kathleen Barrett. Meanwhile, the city's lawsuit to recover demolition costs is still pending for another condemned downtown property the Barretts own, the Gastineau Apartments. The trial date in Juneau Superior Court has been pushed back repeatedly and is now scheduled for February 26th. Juneau's indigent and homeless population endured several forced displacements, though new social services also came online. The Juneau Assembly adopted an anti-camping ordinance in February. It empowers police to cite people sleeping on private property in downtown areas between midnight and 7 a.m. More people lost their homes with the Bergman Hotel's closure, including Chris Clark. At a temporary shelter, he said he lost his rent money and a lot more.
I paid $750, and they're not giving me that money back. I'm not only homeless, I'm homeless with AIDS, and I have no clothing, no medication, no anything. I have nothing.
Later, a tent village sprung up on the vacant subport lot downtown. The Alaska Mental Health Trust owns the land and served campers with trespass notices, then cleared the camp in September. Also in September, apartments for 32 of Juneau's most vulnerable people opened. Juneau's Housing First complex provides permanent, supportive housing and features an on-site clinic. This winter, the city also opened a new emergency warming shelter for especially cold nights. There are temporary cots for up to 20. And a few other quick items of note. The Takuquan, Douglas's Tlingit tribe, raised a new totem pole at the island's elementary school. The tribe also worked to have it renamed Sayaik Gastineau Community School. Sayaik loosely translates to spirit helper. Both additions are intended to acknowledge historical traumas that Western institutions inflicted and promote healing. Juneau School District officials ended a controversial 2013 ban on travel for middle school athletes. The district also began merging the football teams and cheer squads of Juneau Douglas and Thunder Mountain High Schools. It will take effect next school year with a new mascot and team colors. In local elections, Rob Edwardson won an upset victory against incumbent Juneau Assembly member Debbie White in October. And Miss Alaska, Alyssa London, proudly showcased her Tlingit heritage on a national stage as a top 10 finalist for the 2017 Miss USA pageant in May. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.